So it's been 3 days since the last podcast that I interviewed Dakota on. I just felt like I needed to jump on here and just talk about some positive, happy things. So we've been, like, it has been overloading us with snow for the last week or so, and I am so over it. Who's ready for some sunshine? Man, I want spring so bad. Warmer weather, blue skies, all that good stuff. Anyway, so I was actually looking back through some of my old notes when I did a lot of self-examining. Well, I should say that I still do that, but I don't necessarily write it down as much, which I should probably start writing it down again. And I wanted to share it with you guys because I am so feeling the same way as I did when I wrote it. It was actually in December of 2018 that I wrote this. And I think that at that time, I was just like, I was already over winter, already over the lack of sunshine, already over all the cold and everything that comes with it. I hate to categorize myself, but if I were to categorize myself in the season department, I am a spring, summer, fall. I am definitely not a winter person. It does not bring me joy. And so this will kind of interlude into what I'm about to read to you guys today, where you still have to choose joy, even in the, for lack of a better term, even in the situations that you don't like. There's situations you don't like, there's circumstances, there's outside things that happen that you just don't like, and you still have to choose the joy. Okay, so here goes. Like I said, dated December 2018. So I'm just going to read here and I'll expound as I go. Anyways, I actually titled it, I Am Healthy. So here we go. Usually, with the lack of direct sunlight, things start to feel insufficiencies. On a physical level, humans and animals may feel the lack of certain essential vitamins, mostly vitamin D. And vitamin D is a great source of physical health. When a body starts to lack essentials, it starts to crave. With these physical cravings also comes mental and emotional cravings. Without mental self-control or a mind kept in check, imaginations will rise in an effort to subdue, give in, and or create cravings. I can see this physically, mentally, and like a spiritually, higher power type stuff. Without discipline of self, people look to fill up the void with anything they think will make them feel better, basically obeying the cravings, whatever they might be, like chocolate, candy, chips, movies, memories, past places, anything that has to do with what made them feel good before or what has made them feel good in the past. With uncontrolled cravings, a mind, body, spirit, soul is likely to go into a panic mode, loudly or quietly, searching for the answer, the cure, so to speak, the feel good, the feel better, the back to better than normal. When in fact, the answer can be quite simple. Obviously, of course, in physically, vitamin D supplements and like the happy lights that you can buy like on Amazon and stuff like that, just to give you that happy UV from the sun or whatever. Also other things that can help. And these are like big things, obviously. These are like big helps, I should say. These are a big help to help you feel better and stay positive and stay attracting and frequencing the good vibes for yourself and for all around you. So like exercise, if you just get your mind and your body in a very positive activity of whatever exercise you want, whether you prefer cardio or you prefer strength training or you prefer toning or you like Pilates or you like Tabata or, you know, anything, any of those workouts, because in my personal opinion, and this is kind of a side note, if you like a certain workout, you should do that. Like, obviously, okay, like I said, I'm going off a little bit on a rabbit trail, but hey, this is random threads. So anyway, so like with me, I don't necessarily like cardio very much. I don't like the jumping. I don't like the running. I don't like the high impact, like on my joints and stuff. I just don't like it. It's very uncomfortable for me. So I usually stray away from most cardio. I will do low impact cardio. I will do like stuff like that, but I mainly like to do like toning and strength, and like I do Pilates and yoga and stuff like that. That's just what I prefer. And so I usually choose to do that because I believe that when you're happy while you're exercising, you get better positive results than if I were to make myself do cardio all the time. I think I would get some results. I don't think it would be as fast as my happy exercises, because I believe that starting off in a happy place and loving what you're doing brings about positive results faster, positive results into this physical realm. You bring it from your happiness, from your happy bubble, your happy soul, and you bring it into the physical realm, and you can see those positive vibes and the happiness just exploding through to seeing the good vibes and the good things for you. Anyway, so that's a big one, is exercise and activity and like building up the energy and, you know, building yourself up into like getting active and being active in what you love. Also, another big thing that can help when you start to feel a lack from not having enough sunlight or whatever, if you're starting to get those cravings of things that are, that you just, you're trying to look for things to help you. Another thing would be, you know, whatever you're passionate about, like a hobby or a craft or like an art type of thing. Like if you are in painting or drawing, or if you, collages, or like if you sew or you knit or you crochet, or shoot, if you write or if you read, or I mean anything that is a hobby that you're passionate about, or anything that you're passionate about, whether it be like even if it's playing video games or watching your favorite movies, something that you're just super passionate about, listening to podcasts, wink, wink, that you just set forth to do something that you're super passionate about, and it will help you stop the craving. I have to say, I have to break off once again on this random thread, because I came onto this, I was coming here to record my experience because I was feeling so negative, for lack of a better word, because of my lack of, I would say from my lack of sunlight, because it's just been snowing and, you know, dim and gray and stuff. And so I just like, I've got to break through this. And I have to say that talking right now with you guys and talking about what can help somebody has actually really helped me, because I feel like my passion in helping others, my passion in helping myself, my passion in talking about what helps me and keeps me positive has like jump started this like energy inside of me. And like I feel like I'm rambling on and I'm getting like hot and, you know, hot in my neck, and like I can tell like my heartbeat is like getting a little bit faster, and I feel like I'm talking a lot faster. But I really do feel like, man, I think I've just really jumped right out of that depressive mood, the you know, the humdrum mumbo jumbo, I don't even know. I'm like, I just surpassed it, and I'm now in this place where I can be like, oh wow, I feel so much better. And I really hope that you guys feel it for one thing. So a few other things that could help is, like I said, the passion of what you guys like, something that brings you joy, something that makes you happy, even if it is looking at old pictures, or like say for instance, like you're in this winter right now and you're just like, oh man, what can I do to help me make feel better or whatever. Go on your phone, go on a device, go on, if you have hard copies of photos, and just start looking at like summer pictures, or Google beach images, or, you know, something that will be like, it will give you the, the law of attraction, whatever you look at, you know, whatever you talk about, you bring about, whatever you think about, you bring about, whatever you look at, you will continue to still look at. Pardon my children playing in the background. Just one second. They were wrestling. I had to stop it or else you wouldn't hear me. You would only hear them. Anyway, so whatever you think about, whatever you talk about, whatever you dream about, whatever you look at, you will bring about into your life. So that's why I say, like, if you're disgusted with winter, recognize that you're disgusted, or recognize that you're bored, or recognize that you're starting to feel a little depressed. Notice it, take account for it, and then change it. Change the disgust to excited about, so like you're disgusted with winter, change it to I am excited for spring. Or you're like, I am bored with my day. Change it to I am passionate about this hobby that I'm about to start. I am passionate about I'm going to get my knitting needles out and start knitting something. You know, or like if you're just like starting to get depressed, you change it and you start to look at things that make you happy. Talk about things that bring you joy. All those different things will help you get past the struggles of the lack of vitamin D, the lack of sunshine, the lack of anything that you are having lack in right now. Like, I know there's many people that live in apartments with very few windows, and like they hardly ever even get normal sunlight coming through into their own homes, you know, and stuff like that. So it's just anything that you feel like you're lacking, you need to recognize it and then change it for something that brings you joy. Anyway, the last bit of this writing that I did a couple years ago, it says, if in a panic, so let me start that over. If in a panic, you can try and create temporary fixes, then it is possible to change the panic into passion and create the longevity of ultimate health. So if you just keep your mind stayed on what brings you joy and what makes you happy, and putting actions and effort and pushing yourself into those things that bring you to a place of zen, or bring you to a place of overwhelming love, or bring you to a place of just overabundance of joy and happiness. Like right now, my children in the background, you know, wrestling and playing tag and running around the house and stuff like that, that brings me so much joy that I want to be like, okay, recording's over, I'm going to go play with my kids, which I am going to do that. You know, it's just something, you just got to focus on the happy things. Focus on what you love, you know. A really good thing also is, which I've started to put into practice again, I used to do it and then I got off the train, but now I'm putting back into practice, is the first thing that you do every time that you open your eyes in the morning, even before you put your feet on the floor, even before you pick up your phone to see what time it is or whatever, you think of at least one thing. It'd be cool if you went up to like 5 or 10, but at least think of one thing you're grateful for. Even if it's something super simple, like, I am grateful that I opened my eyes. I am grateful that I have a bed that I'm sleeping in. I am grateful that I have a cat sleeping by me. I am, you know, just like think of these things. And once you start your day being grateful, your footsteps throughout the whole entire day will be better. And then just any time that you run into anything that could be like a bump in the road or whatever, like you're stuck in traffic, instead of being like, oh my gosh, why am I late? Why am I going to be late? Why is the traffic jammed up? You just be like, oh my gosh, thank you so much that I have a vehicle to take me to work. Or thank you for this bus and the bus driver that takes me to work. Thank you for the subway. You know, you instead of complaining, you just change it and you be thankful for what you do have. And I guarantee you, you change your mind to always being thankful for what you do have, your footsteps, your life will follow, and you will get more of what you're thankful for. that's all I had for you in this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it helped you. It sure as heck helped me, and I am so happy that I pushed record and wanted to talk to you guys. Thank you again for your continued support of this podcast. It has brought me so much joy, and I really do believe it's bringing me a little bit out of my comfort zone talking to random people on this random threads. But I think that it's very good for me, and it's good for the air because I am producing and I'm sending forth positive vibes, and I really believe that is going to help our world. It's going to help our earth. It's going to help our universe, and it's going to help you. Anyway, thanks again for your support. You can find my podcasts on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, Castbox, Overcast, and I've actually started a YouTube channel because I do want you guys to be able to listen on whatever platform you want to listen to, whatever works for you. I don't have a lot of my episodes on YouTube right now. I have, I think, like three or four of them on YouTube. So that's not real huge right now, but I did start. I'm like, well, I should probably do YouTube just in case people, that's what they like to listen to, you know, or if that's the only one. So anyway, you can find us Random Threads with a Z at the end. Anyway, thank you for your support. And, if you have any questions, you can get a hold of us on Instagram, random_threads_podcast, or you can email us at threadsrandom@gmail.com, and all the threads are with a Z at the end. So thank you, I appreciate you guys, and keep sending out those positive vibes. I know I need them, so thank you. Have a great day.